שמאלו תחת ראשי ומינו תחבקני. His left hand is under my head. His right hand embraces me. The last commandment of the Song of Songs, the ultimate invitation to know that you are always on the inside of the divine embrace. I have lived on the lip of insanity, wanting to know reasons, knocking on a door. It opens. I've been knocking from the inside. To know that whenever I fall, that wherever I fall, I always fall into the hands of God. To be a lover is to be on the inside. The mantra which expresses temple consciousness and biblical myth wisdom is the mantra of Lifnei Adonai, to be before God. But in the original Hebrew, the word Lifnei means before, it means inside, and it means face. So to be Lifnei Adonai, before God, means not spatially that I am here on the outside and God is there on the inside, that I am here below and God is there above. To be Lifnei Adonai means to be on the inside of God's face. When God is separate, then evil begins to happen. The tragedy of Christianity, when it gave birth in Nazi Germany to a terrible, terrible Holocaust, was redeemed by the new Gospels discovered in 1945, the great Gospel of Thomas, where Thomas writes, "I am the light that illumines all things. Split a piece of wood, and I am there. Pick up a stone, and you will find me there." God is on the inside of us, and we are on the inside of God. Love is the ability to perceive that deep truth. Love is an expansion of boundaries. Love in Hebrew numeration is 13, where every Hebrew letter has numeric value. Love is 13, and the word one, echad, is 13. 13 and 13 are 26, the Hebrew numeration of the name of the divine. Love is the redrawing of boundaries to understand that I live on the inside of God's face. Love is the currency of connection of the all with the all, who participate in the divine seamless coat of universe. Smolo tachat roshi v'mino techapkeni. His left hand is under my head, and his right hand caresses me forever.